from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Anybody's helping anyway.
Now this is a good tune. It is. Help me get this salty thing on the ground and not make my wiener scream abound. Oh, please help Fourier get it out. Won't he pee?
Yeah, I wish I could pee.
Oh, boy. All right, so we're on.
It's like panda wash, but it's a kidney stone wash.
Yeah, I do feel bad, though. I don't want you in searing pain or anything like that during the show.
No, it's not there yet. Believe me, when it gets there, I will literally just walk out.
All right, well, that's good, because the searing pain we all might feel in a couple of weeks is that of John Henry sitting upon Mountain High and going,
well, they got swept by the Dodgers, and that was it for me.
Yeah.
I do wonder.
I'm out.
Yeah. I do wonder, right as they were maybe trying to sway John Henry a little bit, sees that the Red Sox get swept by the Dodgers. Now, look, they didn't get skunked. They didn't get smoked. They were in every game.
Well, at least the first two.
Yeah, the first two, yeah.
The third one, not as much, but they still made a nice little comeback.
But if you're John Henry, are you sitting there? If someone walks in today, if Craig Breslow walks in with, you know, a little spreadsheet or something like that or whatever, and says, John, I'd like to have a talk to you about the team. And it's like,
well, after what I saw, why should I invest?
Yeah.
Is really where I think it lands. Am I nuts?
Because my thing is, like, you have to do the brighter side of this.
Yeah.
Because all the momentum, all the goodwill equity that they had earned, like the All-Star games, like, holy crap. Like, you know, Duran with the MVP. You're like, man, this is, it's all starting to take shape.
It felt like it was the beginning of like a Hallmark movie about the 2024 Red Sox.
Yeah, and even after the Friday loss, I was like, fine. They've lost the first game of a series before, and they would come back and they'd win the next two, even against good teams. They're like, okay. Saturday's game was a real kick to the you-know-what, real kick to the ding-ding. But I would say there is a brighter side to this. I mean, if you really want to convince yourselves of it, if you needed to go talk to John Henry.
Yeah.
The Dodgers, look how much money they're spending. Look how good they are. Mm-hmm. Look at every single superstar that they have. Hell, they have our superstars. Hell, they have guys that we wanted. They have them all. They have a payroll that is, like, astronomical. And look at us. We are, and then I don't even look at the game on Saturday. Kenley Jansen, who normally is like, you know, nails, closing these things out, and allows Kiki Hernandez, the same guy that couldn't throw from shortstop to second base, shortstop to first base. That's the dude. Mm. That's the guy that ends up killing you in that game. I strike that up as, nothing to see here. That's what I would do. Like, don't get nervous. Don't start shaking. Don't get, don't start freaking out. Because I still think it still should be the same kind of mentality.
I think they got to add, to what level they will, therein lies the rub.
I knew this series would freak him out. It would freak out ownership. It would freak out Craig Breslow. It would freak out the fans that they got swept. They got swept, so everybody's freaking out now, and they're starting to rethink everything.
Well, it's hard not to with this team because do you completely trust them? And I think that if you really took a poll and you asked a lot of fans and people who followed along with this team, it's the, do you trust them? Do you believe in them? I think a lot of answers would be, yeah, kind of, or yeah, they've had a good year. It wouldn't be, hell yeah, I believe in them. This is a team that is one or two pieces away. So you're kind of stuck between being a fan who sees that, hey, I like this team, but I don't know if I love them or I can trust them yet. And then you've got the other end of the spectrum where it is, by God, you got to run right in there and go do something for this group. And I still think there are more people who are kind of, I like this team, but I don't maybe 100% completely believe in them. And that's a tough sell if John Henry is thinking the same thing.
I tell you what, it is... It could be over so quickly. All the excitement, all the energy, the newfound just faith and trust in this team can go be gone in a second, right? Because you can't win one game against the Dodgers. Then imagine if they screw up the series with the Rockies and they start feeling sorry for themselves. The elevation gets to them. Like, Kenley Jansen's not even going to be there.
Yeah, that's a weird one, that Kenley Jansen is going to be out with a heart issue because apparently the issue flares up when he is in higher altitude.
Yeah, the elevation.
Which is interesting for a guy
who just can't play in Colorado.
Yeah.
It's nuts. So he's not even going to be there. So he's not even an option. Your bullpens, they already have some injuries. That's kind of a part of the issue that hurt you on Friday and Saturday.
And MLB quickly is not helping the Red Sox at all. Basically, they're going to play with 24 guys this series against Colorado.
So imagine you lose the series entirely. You get swept by the Dodgers. And let's say you lose the series to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back, and then you got the Yankees just sitting there waiting to just kind of take advantage of you and finally put you out of your misery. And that this would be right before the trade deadline, which is what, the 30th?
Yep.
So that was my fear. That was my fear, was that all the goodwill equity that they built up is now gone. All the momentum is gone. So Cora is really going to have to do a high wire act in order to get these guys to just not feel sorry for themselves when they're in Colorado and come back to Boston with some energy and some faith and some feel good juice.
Well, and if there's some tough luck loss, or let's say you lose a game in this series that you think you have won and you don't have Kenley Jansen to turn to, and then it becomes the crutch of, well, we didn't have the closer, so there's how we lost one of them, and you start to try to talk yourself into what is the brighter side, let's call it. And that's what Craig Breslow's got to go sell to John Henry. There's nothing more Alex Cora can really do, I think, to this point. He's gotten them close enough into position to where you've at least got to consider adding an arm or a bat if you can. I know there's people who are coming back from being hurt or whatever, and they're going to factor into the mix. But, you also kind of have to throw the fans a bone. Like, I get it, we're all not going to be happy, but if you do nothing, the one thing you ensure is that the fans are going to be upset. You would rather have the fans look at it saying, they didn't do enough. I'm glad they did something, but they didn't do enough. Or, hey, I don't like the guy they got, but hey, at least they did something. If you do nothing and you stand pat, the one thing you can guarantee is that everyone, whether they just like this team or love this team, they will be upset.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So what, how do you view the John Henry situation? Do you think that he is monitoring the team, monitoring the situation, and is making up his own mind in real time?
I would like to think yes, only because the team got to an inflection point where he now has to make a decision. If they weren't as good and they were just kind of floundering, he could pick up the piece of paper and be like, oh, they're 53-50. And then that would be it. But the fact that they made the surge before the All-Star break, I think forced that guy into a couple of meetings with his baseball people to say, okay, how do we want to handle this and what do we really want to do
and
here?
And maybe that's the reason why, because I keep hearing stories and, you know, sources say that Craig Breslow and the Red Sox still haven't chosen a path.
Right.
They haven't picked a lane yet. It's like they're hemming and high and they're, I don't know, and second guessing this and not sure about that and let's wait and see. Right. To me, that's horrible. That's a horrible approach. So if I'm Craig Breslow, first time GM, I'm running the Red Sox. I haven't picked a lane yet. So when John Henry calls me into his office, what am I even saying? Because I don't have a strategy yet, so I can't change it. I don't really have a message yet. So what do I tell him?
Well, is the Breslow strategy based on what he has access to, meaning players in other organizations? You know, if it's someone where you're like, oh, I didn't know that guy was available, then that's a little different. But I do wonder if for Breslow it is, hey, boss, I can get these players. You know, I got these guys on a list. Does that excite you or anything? Here's the contractual status. You figure you got to go over some of that stuff. But at the end of the day, if Breslow can't make a good deal, then it would almost be like GM suicide within his own building to then walk into John Henry and say, hey, I want to do this or I want to do that. You got to be able to, you can pull off the deal as well. So is Breslow reticent to even approach it because he might not be able to pull off deals?
Yeah, and I also feel like this is if they like Alex Cora as their manager,
yeah,
and they really want to keep him around, this is a move they need to make to prove to him, Alex Cora, that they mean business.
I have a little conspiracy theory on it if you're interested.
Let's go.
If they don't make a move at the deadline, that's when they go to Cora with the Godfather offer. If you and I, and we've talked about this, that there's a number that Cora would say yes to. Do you still believe that? From the Red Sox.
Yeah, and it would just be without putting a actual number to it. It's very high.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. So say you go north of Craig Counsell, okay? So 5 years and it's $42.5 million, and you're giving him $500,000 a year more than Counsell's getting, $8.5 million a year. So I wonder if in maybe some ways, because I would think the organization would know what would tickle Alex's fancy. I would like to think that by now they would know he wants money, he wants players, he wants security, he wants opportunity, whatever it is, they know. And I wonder if that might be the, hey, we struck out at the deadline, but 2 days later, and the biggest deal ever for a manager, Alex Cora, staying in Boston, and it makes the fans happy.
I don't know if that would just be like, hey, that's just good PR. Let's keep him engaged. Let's let him know that, because the worst thing you could do is like have this dead, mad, walking, lame duck manager throughout the end of the season. Talk about really not giving a crap.
It's spending without spending, though, when you think about it. You'd be spending money on the manager, which doesn't count on any luxury tax or anything like that. I do wonder sort of the ramifications of this series and who's paying attention, who isn't. By the way, July 30th, 6 o'clock, so
yeah,
we're about a week away. You all right over there?
Yeah.
That's as fake a smile as.
It's crazy.
Hold on. Is it more with you right now, the physical that you're feeling or the mental pretzel you've worked yourself
both
into? Okay. Oh,
both.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no!
It's so more still irritating than anything. It's more irritating than anything. I don't know. Maybe it could just go away.
If it
can go away.
If I stomped on your foot, would that take the pain away? Because it would send it all to your feet.
Punch me in the face.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm sure there are plenty of people lined up to do it.
I know, right?
Sam Houser.
God bless you.
45, man. Happy for him. But what are we doing here? Seriously. Oh, who's next? Duncan Robinson? Honest to God?
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick, for that poll earlier today. I'll steal that. Thank you very much. But, I mean, we'll get to Sam Houser next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.